Hello, lovely people. Wonderful Wednesday to you. We're halfway through the week and we're going to keep on grinding and shining because that's just what we do. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news. Remember to keep your ear out today for your vocab word in today's show. We begin today through the confusion in the nation's capital. Check out this photo. Looks pretty real, right? Well, it's not. This fake image appears to show a major explosion near the Pentagon, but experts say the image has all the makings of being generated by AI or artificial intelligence. It was even shared by numerous verified Twitter accounts with blue check marks, including one falsely claiming it was associated with Bloomberg News. The fake image from the fake account posted, quote, "large explosion near the Pentagon complex in Washington, D.C. Initial report." Well, local officials were cognizant of these false reports, and they confirmed that no such incident occurred, and experts said the building in the image doesn't even closely resemble the Pentagon. The fire department in Arlington, Virginia responded in a tweet stating that the department and the Pentagon Force Protection Agency were, quote, "aware of a social media report circulating online about an explosion near the Pentagon. There is no explosion or incident taking place at or near the Pentagon reservation, and there is no immediate danger or hazards to the public," unquote. Now, this mayhem and confusion even impacted the stock market, with Wall Street seeing a brief dip during the trading day. This fake image even tricked some international news outlets, false reports making their way to air on major Indian television network Republic TV.
"Explosion reported near Pentagon,"
which cited reports from the Russian news outlet RT. The news outlet later retracted that report when it became clear that the incident never took place. Our Donny O'Sullivan has more on this viral hoax.
There's two real parts to this, right? There's first is Elon Musk's Twitter. A lot of your viewers might remember the whole saga about the blue check marks on Twitter, the verified check marks. Musk has basically taken all of those away and is selling them now to people who want to get a blue check mark. So whereas before, if you had a blue tick on Twitter, it meant that Twitter had verified you are the person or the organization you're claiming to be. That's not really the case. So what happened this morning was somebody posted using an account that they claimed was linked to the Bloomberg News organization, posting that AI-generated image and claiming there had been some kind of explosion at the Pentagon. That then got shared across multiple other verified accounts, and we saw it on other platforms too. It looked quite coordinated, but we don't know right now who pushed this. Multiple experts we've spoken to and others who have observed this online say that that is an image generated by artificial intelligence. And you can see there, particularly people who are familiar with Washington, that the building in the picture is not the Pentagon. But, you know, it just goes to show, even with a crude fake like this and some verified accounts on Twitter, that, you know, you could still cause a lot of trouble.
10-second trivia. In what country would you find the highest point in the Western Hemisphere? Ecuador, Argentina, United States, or Canada? Argentina is your answer here. Aconcagua is a mountain, part of the Andes Mountains, rising to around 22,000 feet. All right, Argentina has a massive, nearly 2 million acre park called Ibirá National Park, with thousands of plant and animal species, and now they're reintroducing the largest cats on the continent, jaguars. Awesome cats like the collegiate cougars in Richmond, Virginia. Now, bringing these jaguars back to the park's ecosystem is part of the restoration or rewilding efforts happening there. Our Bill Weir has more.
In the upper right corner of Argentina, you will find a lush land brimming with life. A park called Ibirá, and home to 4,000 species of plants and animals. Near the very top of that intricate food chain, and vital to keeping it balanced, is the majestic jaguar. But until 2021, the biggest cat in South America had not been seen in the wild here for 70 years.
When we decided to try to reintroduce jaguars back into the Ibirá ecosystem, we had to first understand what happened to them in the first place. So we went back in. It's not hard to find. And you see why there are no jaguars left in this 2 million acre territory.
Chris and Doug Tompkins made a fortune in adventure gear and fashion, but now hold the legacy of launching what Chris calls a world-first breeding program aimed at reintroducing keystone species back into the region.
Almost 11 years later now, we have between 14 and 18 jaguars living in the wild, and we have 7 individuals who are sort of on deck to be released.
It's the fruit of a labor Chris and Doug began decades ago when they traded in high-powered lives and fashion for a cabin off the grid deep in Patagonia.
The roots of Tompkins Conservation sprouted when Doug, after a really successful business career, went back to Chile and Argentina in the early 90s looking for a way to give back to the two countries he loved so much and to help nature begin to heal itself.
Doug's vision involved a rewilding approach to conservation, and he began by buying up millions of acres, turning ranches back into grassland and forest, and then giving it all away with the creation of new national parks.
To create the system where species that have gone missing have the space and the safety to come back and not be extincted again.
Along with its offshoots, rewilding Argentina and rewilding Chile, Tompkins Conservation has conserved around 15 million acres over the last 3 decades. And after tragically losing her husband, Doug, to a kayaking accident in 2015, Chris Tompkins carries on the dream.
This photograph is a picture of Doug and me flying in the little plane, which we did nearly every day, and really understanding the territories that we were becoming interested in and would eventually develop as national parks.
To date, their donated land has inspired the creation or expansion of 15 national parks, and in addition to the jaguar, they've successfully reintroduced 13 other species, like the giant anteater, collared peccary, and pampas deer.
So here's an example of community members, a species that had gone extinct and is back now, and a team member. That tells the whole story, rescuing an orphaned anteater cub. Come on, boy, let's go. I feel extraordinary pride for what we've done so far, but I'm definitely not satisfied. I'm happy about the past, but I'm completely focused on the future. What will we be talking about in 10 years? So we can elevate ourselves because of what's been done in the past. What can we do now? What are we doing now?
A runaway cow sprinting alongside traffic is today's story, getting a 10 out of 10. Drivers had to move out of the way as a bodacious bovine barreled on by, leaving people completely bum-fuzzled along a Michigan highway. It was a high-speed chase with high stakes. You've seen Jeep Wranglers on the road before, but how about this type of Wrangler? A cowboy complete with a lasso, reining in the rambling runner. Did you know cows can run up to about 25 miles per hour? That cow was milking its freedom for all it was worth. Utterly amazing. Hey, what do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef. So many great Your Word Wednesday submissions yesterday. Winners are Atirsa and Lily and Stacy from Wilcox Academy for bumfuzzled, an adjective meaning confused or perplexed. And from Arthur Hills High in Saginaw, Michigan, cognizant, an adjective meaning having knowledge of or being aware of. Well done. We hope that you are all cognizant of the fact that we're thankful for you. Our special shout out goes to Taylor Reed Middle School in Alpharetta, Georgia. Rise up. Go out and make someone smile today. All right. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.